Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we got a large hour here. We got a great hot seat coming up, Al, filled with irritated comments, and we are ridiculing them. So that should be a ton of fun. I am going to give you my pigeons, because Hollis isn't there.
Pigeons.
But Hollis often helps me with my pigeons. I got some pigeons, Al, including some that you might not have thought of. But we have on the line with us right now a guy who knows a hell of a lot more football than we do. Former player, now brilliant broadcaster, the great Ross Tucker's with us. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, how are you?
I'm fine. Now, Ross, I hope I wasn't being unkind saying that you were not a marquee player, right? You were not a marquee player in your eight-year career in the NFL. That's safe to say, right?
Absolutely fair. I was a classic journeyman, played for five different teams.
Right.
But it was awesome, man. It was eight more years than I thought I would.
So when you're watching a Travis Fulgham or an Alex Singleton having a huge primetime TV moment, what does that feel like from your perspective?
Oh, man, you're going to get me choked up. You know, two things, Angelo. First of all, you know I do the preseason games for the Eagles when they actually have them. These are my dudes. I mean, Singleton played almost every snap in the preseason last year, and Fulgham would have this year if they had preseason games. That's number one. Number two is, I just know how hard it is for guys like that to ever get an opportunity in the first place, which is why I am so excited for them when they get an opportunity and they make the most of it. I mean, Fulgham comes up from the practice squad, catches that touchdown pass. Now he's going to get more opportunities. And if he continues to perform well, like a guy like Greg Ward has, then he might be able to carve out an NFL career for himself and, who knows, be able to set his family up financially. And maybe 10 years from now, he'll be talking to Angelo Cataldi on WIP radio. Wow. You never know what happens.
If I have a show on the nursing home. 10 years, are you crazy? I'm not going to be here in 10 years. I'm not going to be alive in 10 years. But I love what I saw. I love that kind of story. So just tell me, like, when Travis Fulgham's running down a field, right, Russ, I'm sure you experience this kind of thing as a player. Is he, like, in a state of, like, my God, my whole life has come down to this moment, and then he makes a 42-yard reception and dances into the end zone right around the pylon? That's got to be an incredible thing for somebody.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you're not thinking of it when you're running. Like, once you're actually inside the white lines, you're just playing.
Yeah.
But after that, I mean, can you imagine, like, what his phone was like after that game? All his family members, I mean, his parents, his buddies from back home. He went to Old Dominion College. I mean, it's awesome. And I'll give you the flip side to it, Angelo, real quick. Nick Mullins, right, the quarterback for the Niners last night, he's an undrafted free agent. He had a chance last night to establish himself as being one of the best backup quarterbacks in the NFL and the kind of guy that makes $5 to $7 million a year. And he kind of blew it. I mean, he threw it to Singleton. He didn't have a great game. So that goes both ways when you're a guy like that.
Great analysis, as always, Russ. Russ, let me get on to Wentz, because the throw to Fulgham they made was absolutely perfect. It was beautiful. And it seemed like he was starting to feel more confidence as that game went on. Give me your analysis of what you watched as the game progressed last night.
Well, I thought it was a mixed bag again. I mean, they won the game, and I'm glad they did. But you think about the interception was on him. It was bad. He missed Richard Rodgers early on a flag route. He just has, Angelo, some throws. You know, Miles Sanders won on an angle route, and Miles Sanders might have scored, and he threw it, like, at his ankles. He threw, like, a McNabb worm burner, right? And then he missed Greg Ward on a crossing pattern. He misses some throws that I just don't understand. But the one thing he absolutely is he's tough, he's gutsy, and maybe most importantly, Angelo, he's clutch.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about the Bengals game, that drive at the end of regulation, and then even in overtime where he threw that beautiful pass to Ertz. And now this pass game, he throws the fourth down throw to John Hightower, a fifth-round pick, and then the throw to Fulgham. You know, I wish he was more consistent. We all do. But he's tough, and he's clutch. He makes the big throws when he has to at the end of the games, which is a really good sign.
That's a great analysis, too. The fourth and four to Hightower, earlier in the game, the two-point conversion, this coming off accepting a tie against the Bengals. I'm sensing here Doug wanted to change his approach and move back toward big balls. Doug, is that what I was seeing there, Ross?
I don't think there's another explanation, especially when you talk about the first two-point conversion.
Yep.
Like, I understand the analytics and the math for later in the game, but when you, after the first touchdown, go for two, that's not like an analytics math thing. That's like, A, you either really loved a two-point play, or B, you wanted to set the tone to your team, to your fan base, that you are going to be aggressive. It ended up being a huge play in the game. And then even the Hightower, most coaches in the NFL kicked the 52-yard field goal there
yep.
to tie the game. But I think Peterson decided after last week, you know, we all know what he did against the Bengals. He reflected on it, realized it wasn't the right thing. He told you first, you know, last Monday that he thought about it, wasn't the right thing. And it almost seemed to me like he made a decision, you know what, I'm getting a lot of heat. I'm going to be aggressive. If I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down being big balls Doug.
I will have he'll be on at 8 tomorrow morning. I'm going to see if I can get him to admit that out, because he wasn't answering any questions about that strategy after the game last night. So let me move on now to the other side of the ball, because I don't understand. They knew George Kittle was the biggest threat on that San Francisco offense. 15 targets, 15 receptions, 183. What did that expose about the Eagles' defense there, Ross?
They struggle at linebacker and at safety. Now, I actually thought Rodney McLeod had a good game, and I think T.J. Edwards does some good things until he got hurt. T.J. Edwards, in my mind, is by far their
excellent.
Best linebacker.
Yep. Yep.
By far. I mean,
yep.
Nate Gary and Duke Riley are really struggling. I mean, really struggling. And so this will be an every-week thing, Angelo. I mean, think about it. Every team they play, remember the Rams with, like, Tyler Higbee? I mean, every team they play right. knows that the Eagles linebackers can be had in play action. And what's frustrating about it is when you're going against this beat-up Niners team, you'd like to think that Jim Schwartz is saying, hey, guys, the only guy that can beat us is Kittle. And really, Angelo, they almost let him. I mean, they almost lost the game, and it would have been because of Kittle. But overall, the defense played well. This is the second game in a row. The D-line is killing dudes. I mean, it's awesome. This is why they've invested
yeah.
so many draft picks, so much money. And the last couple games, those guys up front on defense have been money. They are playing to their pay the last couple games.
All right, but see, this is what I'm hearing now. You're telling me about the flaws in Wentz's game. You're telling me about the flaws in the defense. So how are the Eagles a first-place team? Explain that to me.
Because the NFC East is historically bad, and the Cowboys' defense is like the worst I've ever seen. They gave up over 300 yards rushing, Angelo.
Yeah. Wow.
This isn't like
wow.
St. Joe's Prep or Archbishop Wood playing a little high school and you know down the street. Like, this is the NFL. 300 yards rushing in an NFL game. It's unbelievable. The Eagles have a real opportunity here. Look, they're a flawed team.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could talk about this other weeks. They're not a Super Bowl contending team. I mean, mm-hmm. they're just not, especially not with all these injuries, but they can win the division again, and you never know what happens when you get to the playoffs. By the way, Angelo, I got to say this. How about my guy Mailata at left tackle? Yep. That's my guy.
I was saving him. You love Mailata. He was in there. Now, he had a bad false start, but otherwise not bad, Ross?
Better than not bad. Ooh. He played really well. I watched every snap. I know Trey Thomas was on there saying the same thing. He played really well. Look, the worst offensive lineman they have is Matt Pryor. Matt Pryor is a liability. He had multiple missed blocks, multiple mental errors. I am now seeing why they tried to put everybody else in there instead of Pryor. I'm seeing that now. Mailata, he didn't have one bad play.
Wow.
Other than the false start. But I'm telling Angelo, go back and watch the
whole tape. Wait a minute. Are you telling me he was an upgrade over the legendary Jason Peters?
In this game, he was, yes.
Wow.
I'm not. I don't know about that. Let's put it this way. He should absolutely start the next game again. Yep. His technique isn't perfect, but he's good. And you know what? It's his third year playing football. That was his first game ever. Like, sometimes you just got to let the kids play, let them play. But when they would run stunts and stuff, he knew what he was doing. It was Herbig, the left guard. He's playing against a left guard that's not great either. I am back on the excited about Mailata bandwagon.
Wow.
I think we might have something here.
I know we have something. Ross Tucker, the guy's amazing. Ross, thank you. Great stuff as always. Really appreciate it, pal.
My pleasure. See ya.
All right. Without further ado, Al, the talk stylings of Will of God. Hi, Will.
Yo, what's up, Angelo? Hello, WIP. I'm over here uptown right now on a swing.
You're in the playground?
I'm in the playground at 50. That's why I could be loud. Because before
the sound of that. I think cops are going to be arriving soon to apprehend you.
Oh, no. Show
you're an adult in a playground at 9:11 in the morning. That doesn't sound great, Will.
Listen, the sun is shining. I can say, ooh, you know what I'm talking about?
I wouldn't be saying ooh right now on the playground, Will. Be careful.
Woo! Yo, I'm sorry. See, when I'm at other people's houses, you know, I'm still homeless. You know, I can't be loud. But right now I can say anything I want. And it'd be nice and loud and clear. You know what I'm talking about?
Hold on a minute. Well, if you're homeless, how are you able to see the game last night?
Oh, I had to go to somebody else's house.
All right, so you just crashed it down. Were you excited when they came back and won that game in the fourth quarter?
Well, the fun thing about it was Al actually said they was going to win by 2 points. I was going to say 11, and then when they came out, I was like, oh, my God, I would have bet it. I don't bet, but I would have bet it. Ooh, but I was so happy. I felt like Mike Tyson. You know, I'm ecstatic. You know what I'm talking about?
Wow.
Oh, God.
So you did. You're always very optimistic. You thought they could pull this off last night.
Well, I got to think like that because you got to remember, these fans out here, I love y'all to death. They nominated me a leader for the Eagles because I always get everybody hype and everything.
Correct.
You know, you go on my YouTube, you see all that. But I told you about that song I made, and then the new Eagles chant, it works out perfectly because I thought about it. And I said, when you talk about the Eagles, you got to say what? And then when they win the championship, you'd be like, who?
Right. And then you go, where?
Hey, Dallas.
Then you go where, right? You got to go where, too. You don't leave out the third.
No, you got to say where. We are.
We're. Okay, we're.
People of Philadelphia are Eagles. You know, we're Eagles.
All right, so, but you didn't put How in there at all, Will. I noticed that you did use How.
And How is like Howie.
Oh, there's a Howie thing, Al. You can't
use
that.
You know, I can't say How.
Well, I got to tell you, I get a ton of emails from people who love your chant. And they always say, make sure when Will comes on, he does the new chant, because I think it might take over for the old one.
Well, I was praying. I mean, keep the old one, but I was praying we could do it also. Even if the defense is out there, we could do it to inspire them, but then they kicked us out the daggone stadium, so we can't even do it.
That's right.
We do it
You can do it on this show, and Will, I really need it, and I need it right now. Can I have the new Eagle chair by Will of God?
I'm going to tie it in with the song, too. You thought we were sleeping, but we woke up now. E-H-L-E-S. What? Who would have thought the Eagles breaks it down? E-A-G-L-E-S.
Who?
Now you best regret you've ever heard this sound. E-A-G-L-E-S.
Where?
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles, hold up. E-A-G-L-E-S.
What?
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Who?
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Where?
Eagles, hold up. Bring it back now. E-A-G-L-E-S.
What?
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Who?
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Where?
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Perfect, Yay. Will. Perfect. That, Al, that's not, that's gold. Yep. That's pure
that's
listening
something.
Gold. Yep. That's listening gold, Al. You know how many people in their car are doing that who, what, where thing now?
I don't know.
All right, Ray's not doing it, but a lot of other people are doing it. Al, I said this at the beginning of the show. I made a statement that if I did not hear by the end of the show from that little cockroach, Lamont, that he would be banned for life from the show. Now, I must admit, Al, on line three right now is Lamont, the Cowboy fan. And I may be able to get him on before the end. I may not. Stay tuned. WIP Sports Time, 9:15.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.